Welcome to Erev Bez Hashem. We continue with my round Tiferes Yisrael, Shir number 14. And we're going to pick up from page Ayin Aleph, where it says, V'kasher tizboinein b'mitzius oylam hazeh. But before we do that, we just want to remind ourselves that the question the Maral asked on page Samach Tes was that we have 613 mitzvahs that are broken down into mitzvahs esse, mitzvahs lois esse, the positive commandments and the negative commandments. We have 248 mitzvahs esse, 248 positive mitzvahs, and 365 lois esse. And then we said that the sun, the 365 days of the sun correspond to the mitzvahs lois esse, and each of the days, as Rashi tells us in the Makos Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, tells us, don't transgress me, don't violate a mitzvah today, the next day, don't violate a mitzvah, and go on and so forth. That's every day, the day of the week is telling us. So tomorrow morning we wake up, the day is saying, lois esse, don't transgress. And you have 248 mitzvahs esse, which are saying, do a mitzvah. Use your body, use your limbs of the body, correspond to 248 correspond to the limbs of the body. Do a mitzvah. Fine, good, very good. Im kein, the question is, on page Samech Tes, just to remind ourselves of the question is, Gam ho ye'efshe she'yeh behevich zeh, it could be the opposite, meaning what? Mitzvahs lois esse ramach, it could have been 248 mitzvahs lois esse, she'mazhirim kolevarim shalodim shelo yavar al lois esse, that tell each aver saying, don't transgress, use your body not to transgress the mitzvahs of Hashem. Hashem gave you a body, don't use it incorrectly. It could have been like this. Mitzvahs esse she'asa, it could have been 365 mitzvahs, shemasim kol yoyim, shiasa mitzvahs. Every day, you wake up, you're alive, go do a mitzvah. Why is it the flip side? Mikol shekein shlo yeh dover zeh rak remez, v'ein roi b'dvar melakim, shemasim kach la'atzman. So he says, he's also coming to, like, if you will, attack, if you'll use that word, the rishonim that say it's just a remez, it doesn't mean so much more than that. And the Maral's mahalach is every single dot in the Gemara of Chazal is for a specific reason. It's not just stam a remez. It's more deeper than just the remez itself. So let's pick up from page Ayin Aleph. You know, we saw this paragraph, but it's a better place to pick up from the next paragraph. When we contemplate and understand this world, the existence of this world, Nechlok lebeis chalakim. It's divided into two sections. Kodolom, kolam etzius. These two sections, they encompass the whole existence of the world. Echod, hu ametzius atachtoin, vuhu bichloloi mesuda tachas Hashemish, vashemish kolol oisoi. So one chelik of the metzius is that is what? Is the shemish. Is the oilam atachtoin. Is the world down here, which is ruled, as you elaborate more, on... is ruled more on what? By the sun. And if we remember Kapitel Yutes of Tehillim, where the first chelik of Tehillim refers to the power of the sun, and the second chelik is the Torah, which is really the Adam who learns the Torah, but it's the chelik of the Torah. And that really fits in. He doesn't say those words here from Ayin Aleph to the end, but that's how I envision what's going on here. Ki Hashemesh Melech Olam HaTeva. So this is a very important theme. He takes us all the way to the end. That the sun is the king of Olam HaTeva. Ve'olam HaTeva, on page Ayin Beis now, Mesuda Tachtov. And the Teva nature is Tachas, the way it's mesudas, it's categorized and it's organized under the rule of the sun. Now, obviously, what that means is Hashem gave the sun this koyach, and it's in that DNA, in that instruction booklet. The sun is powerless. It's Hashem gave this servant of Hashem called the sun the power to run what's called teva, and that's why, for example, by the way, the Maral didn't say this, but when I was preparing the shir, you find a few times that nature, throughout, not just by the Esamakos in the Mitzrayim, but nature came to a stop, came to a hold. And how was that? How was that specific nature coming to a stop referenced? when the sun was held up in the sky and the time didn't move. Now, you have by Moshe, by Yeshua, Nakdim Ben Gurion, you have a few times as a fourth one. I want to just point out that that is the greatest emphasis of what are we stopping here? Teva. Teva is what? The sun. Sun is the Melech, the king. And then you have Adam that's coming along with his power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam, that's saying to Teva, stop. You have your powers, but there are times that Hashem is going to give Adam the power over the Teva of the sun. You hear what's going on there? The sun is the Melech. But yet, the Adam is saying, I'm in control, I'm in charge over here. And it could have been that Teva is being held other ways, but it's specifically attacking, if you will, the Melech, the king of Teva, which is the sun, the Shemesh. So you want to discuss the world and you discuss tachas Hashemesh, underneath the sun. Reisi kol hashanas tachas Hashemesh. Brings a few psukim to bring it at this point. Hashemesh yishmira seder oilum hateva v'mahalchu v'tenuaso. And the sun, as we have mentioned, is the guardian, the king, the ruler, to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, Hashem's ratzon, is being followed. V'mashi mashel is b'idum hateva, and that which the sun rules in the world of nature. And that the subtle point I just mentioned, I want to make sure it's understood. And we'll have to elaborate on it, Shem, another time. But the sun rising, the sun setting, every single day, the way it does, is Ratzon Hashem. A nes is Ratzon Hashem. What is a nes? A nes is that the teva is being held, it's stopping. You hit a frog, two frogs come out. Well, that's not going to happen. You tried that. I'll try that. It's not going to work. That's yoytzim na teva. It's not going to work. That's to see Hashem. Our goal is to see Hashem in the teva. As we mentioned in the past, ha teva is singamacha of Elohim. Sumar nechmuru mi vara eila. Me and eila is Elohim. Lift up your eyes and see who created these. Me and eila, Elohim.
And teva is a word that doesn't appear in Tanakh, right?
Let's see further. Chmaya melech shu ha-shoymer es ha-seyd ha-levil tu yeitzei echo min ha-seyd ha-roi. What is a king's job? The king's responsibility is to make sure everyone stays in line, stays in order. Kach ha-shemesh shu ha-moishel al ha-oilam hazeh, so to the sun, which is the moishel ha-oilam hazeh, kidichsev es ha-shemesh ha-mishel z-bayoyim. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, as Hashemesh, and the sun, the Mishel is Bayim, to rule by day. And the purpose of the sun is to make sure everything stays in the proper order. And stays in the proper approach. That's the first chedek. We saw this last time. Now, we'll see further. So the first chelik is what? Is the sun, is the shemesh, which is seder hateva. And the second chelik of these two chalakim, how the world is divided into, is that of the Adam. Shu chelik sheni neged kol ha-metzius. And that corresponds to the kol, all the existence of the world. So these words alone, a person should realize and feel the power that's lying inside of him. You have, on one hand, the power of the sun, and on the other hand, you have you, yourself. Look in the mirror. That's how great you are. That's your power. That should elevate the person, that you have to tie him down, because he should be floating off to greatness. It's Yadua, and speak to the psychologists and the social workers and the professionals, that Rav Fundy Zatzal already said this decades ago, that the Nisayan, the Yitzhar of this generation, is that the Yitzhar attacks a person that tells him that you're a nobody, you're a loser, capital L. And that's how the Yitzhar attacks people. You know this, right? There's Yadua. And we have to do the opposite. Because when a person is knocked down to feel like he's a nothing, then the Yitzhar says, party time. All the Averis in the world will be done by this person because he feels, what's the big deal? I'm a nobody, anybody. I'm nothing. I'm a loser. So what does it make a difference if I do Averis? There's a famous Maisa with the Gra. The Maisa with the Gra is he met once a Kaifer. He met once a Kaifer, and the Kaifer, he was Shaino Pirish. He used to be from, and he left the fold. And he was doing Averis. And his mindset was, okay, listen, once I'm already doing Averis, I'm doing Averis. So it doesn't make a difference how many Averis I do. So the Gra explained to him, no, that's not how life works. The Gra explained to him, every single chelik of a mitzvah and every single avera that a person does and transgresses is another chelik of an iser. It's not like, okay, it's I'm already in that category, so then it doesn't count anymore. No, and what does that really tell a person? What that tells us is, Hashem says, no matter where you are, I want you back. Your actions are chashuv. You are chashuv. You, who are doing this averus, Hashem is saying, you are important to me. If Hashem wasn't saying that, Hashem would say, I don't care about you. Go do whatever you want. But Hashem is saying the opposite. Hashem says, I want you to come back because your actions are so important. That's what we have to understand. Achelek Hasheni hu ha'odem bilvad. It's Adam of Bilvad alone. Shuhu chelik sheni neged kol hamitzius. Shu b'fnei atzmoi. Ein le'nichlol, next page. Im sha'an im so'im sha'ari b'shvil ha'odam nivra ha'kol. Why was everything created? Everything was created for man. Chayiv odam lo'imar b'shvili nivra ha'odam. The Mishnah says, and there's no machloikis on the Mishnah. There's no machloikis on this Mishnah. Chayiv odam lo'imar, a man is obligated, a person is obligated to say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The world was created for me. You know what that's telling us? I am so important. I am so important. I am so powerful. There's so much potential that's lying inside of me. Hashem says, you. Only you. Go look in the mirror and it's you. The world is created for you. So you'll say, well, the other person is saying the same thing. That's right. It's also created for him. Meaning what? Each and every one of us have tremendous power in Kaychus that Hashem says, I want you to bring it out. So he's saying like this, in regards to the Adam is in the category of his own. He says in the bottom, in 33, am I going to eat from the same trough as my donkey? And by the way, this is why it's so important for a person to live a life of understanding what the Mara is teaching us. Sometimes you find children, they'll take their face, right? Like your daughter asked for some soup before. I'm not saying your daughter does this, but children sometimes, what do they do? They want to get some soup. They put their face into the bowl. So I try to tell my children, we're not dogs. Right? We're not dogs. It's a common thing. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, I was on the plane to Chasna on the way to Toronto. I was sitting behind, in front, however you want to call it, right? Brag and my Rosh Yeshiva. Right? Brag was Rav Avigdor Miller's son-in-law, Zichrono Livracha. And he told my Rosh Yeshiva, and I overheard that, I was right there, that my Shver, his father-in-law, Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, never put his face to the food. He always brought the food to himself. And that's the lesson over here. That's not always so easy, especially by soup. But that's the lesson over here. Am I going to eat from the trough with my donkey? That's what Adam is asking. We have to realize how chashuv we are, how we are kings. We are the melech.
It's netilas yadayim.
To wash your hands in the morning, what do you mean?
No.
But to bring up.
Bring up.
Netilah, right. You make the bracha, pick up your hands. I remember years ago when I was in yeshiva in the summertime, so I was eating breakfast, and the story is around 25 years ago this happened. I was probably thinking Cheerios, so I poured a bowl of cereal, and I was just minding my own business. I put the cereal on the floor next to me, on the side. A chosh of a yid, a talmud from a hutner, should live and be well. He wasn't a youngster then, so he's not a youngster today either. Okay, he should live and be well. He passed by, he said, it's not appropriate to put the food on the floor. No. The food's in the box. It's not in the floor. It's the box. There's a bag also. You buy the package. But what's he telling me? The food embarrassed? The food's not. I am eating from that box of cereal. Put it on the table. It's Hashiva Sa'adam. It's the mensch. That's the lesson that we're learning over here. The greatness of the Adam. He says further, that Adam is also a chelik by himself, not by the first chelik of the sun. So the sun is what the sun is, but the Adam is a creation that can reach tremendous heights. After she yetsay min asay da haroi, avol adam who kainem ma'ila yoyse mimasha hayiloi. But the adam is able to accomplish, to acquire, even more than originally what he was created in. Now inside in that creation is the potential, is the possibility of reaching those heights. As great as the sun is the sun. That's it. End of conversation. Chmeisha Hashemesh hu melech, gam kein ha'adam hu melech. The sun is a king. And Adam is a melech. We have to realize, Chayev Adam loymar mishuli nivra oilam, a man is obligated, a person is obligated to say, the world was created for me, I am a king. Now, what does a king mean? King means not that I could go in front of you and I cut you off because I'm here first. No, that's not what it means. It means I have to behave, and I'm not putting my face to the food. I'm bringing the food to me. I have to behave as a Chosheva Adam. Sharia kol nasun tachtov. So the Adam is a melech because everything is given under his shlita. Now let's elaborate more on this. Malchus ha'adam. What is the malchus Adam? You just said that Adam is a melech. He shehu melech shleimus el kol ha'tachtoinim. Ki ha'kol nivra la'avoid ha'adam l'shamshoy. So when a melech acts like a melech, then his subjects will serve him properly. Where do we find this? You find this by, because Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, tells Adam, "Beidu bidgas ayom," that when you, the animals will be afraid of you, right? What happened when Cain killed Hevel? He was afraid the animals are going to kill him now.
Because he was afraid of the animals?
Who is he afraid of? Rashi says he was afraid. He wasn't afraid of his parents. Who else is there? He was afraid that the animals will kill him. So Hashem gives him the ice. So Machlekes was the ice letter Vav, letter Yud. That's not for now. But he gives him the ice to protect him from the animals. Because the fear is not going to be there anymore.
What does the letter do?
It somehow warded, it protected him from the animals. It was this force field. But that's... I once heard from one of the sons of Rav Yaakov, Kamenetsky Zatzal. And he said this was the point of going back to when people treat people in the proper way, that there are certain people on the record here in the recording that are going to be serving others. Chom, Canaan was cursed. Eved Lomoy, right? Canaan is going to be a servant, an Eved. They now that they're cursed in that regard, that's their tafka, to be your servant. But if the master doesn't behave properly, so the servant's not going to say, "I'm going to serve you." You hear what's going on?
100%.
Okay, v'hameivin yavin, off the record. Ki akol nivra la'avoy da adam l'shamshi, v'zer hu tzura el kol ha'tachtoinen, v'moylech shleimus el kol. Ki moy ha'melech shu ha'mashlin, turn the page, es hakol, v'odom hevech hanimsoim. Shekol hanimsoim tachas ha-shemesh, everything that's found underneath the shemesh, einam koinem mailo ha-mashe nivru. Aval lo yeitzu gam kein yisei da haroi. V'odom koinem mailo yoyis ma-she hoyo, aval hu yoyitzi min ha-seder. Everything else that's in the world, that's created, is what it is. The caterpillar is what the caterpillar is. The snake is the snake. The cat's the cat. Everything is the rose bushes are the rose bushes. The rose bush doesn't turn to become an Adam. I know a caterpillar does metamorphosize and change things. Right. Butterflies.
Yeah, he picked the funny one.
Yeah, yeah. but that's what it is. I'm right. saying the caterpillar turns into butterfly. But zehu, right?
So what does this mean? Avalo yotzo gam kein.
Avalo yotzo gam kein. He said that haroi. They everything else in the creation, they stay within the confines of tachas hashemesh, of seder, of teva. Except for what? Adam. Adam has this capability. He can acquire this madrega. How does he acquire this madrega? That's exactly how we started off with in the previous year, in the beginning of the parakeh. And what does he say? The words of the Maral are what? The Torah va'amitzvus. Hadrochim apulas asher hei mevin el ha'atzlocha hei mitzvus ha'Torah. Shezulosom hoyanisha bekoyach. Without the Torah and the mitzvus, a person is just has this potential that's dormant and not coming to fruition. Let's take questions. I want to see a little further. Maybe the questions can become clarified because of the theme we're discussing here. So let's hold the thought and don't forget it though. So he says, he's yoytim nesed. Let's see what this means. When the Nevi'im gave Teichacha to Klai Yisrael, what kind of Teichacha did they use? Hayu Meichichim Ha'Yisrael Medvar Matvim. K'meisha Amar HaNavi Yishai. They gave them Teichacha with natural occurrences. For example, Yod Ashar Kaneil. The ox knows its master. You Klai Yisrael, you don't know your master? The ox, the lowly ox, knows its master. Yod Ashar Kaneil. Okay. Moshe Odin Kol Neviim Amar Hazinu Hashemayim. Why is he saying Hazinu Hashemayim Adabeiro? Why? Because he's saying once again, they're running according to Seder. The key word here is Seder. They're running according to the order. You're Yoytzim the Seder El Hara. When the Klai Yisrael do Averus, they're Yoytzim the Seder El Hara to the evil. That's not allowed. Now, to elevate yourself through the Torah mitzvahs and a higher madrega, that's what you're here for. Sifri says, look at the Shemayim v'aretz, v'chol ha'shabam, and everything that's in Shemayim v'aretz. Hashem says, I created everything in the world to serve you. Let's repeat that, because we have to realize how great we are. And the more we hear this, the more we internalize this, there's no room for feeling low and like a loser. There's no such thing, no matter how many averus you did, a person is intrinsically, awesomely powerful. Hashem says, come back to me, do tshuva, I want you. V'eim lem schar v'oynish. So by everything else, there's no schar v'oynish. V'eim lo yishonu midosim. And they did not deviate from their path. Re'isi Hashem ish ha'lech l'mizrach. You ever see the sun going to the east? Or you plant wheat and it comes up barley? Doesn't happen. If you fulfill a mitzvah, you'll get reward. If not, you get a punishment. How much more so? We have to understand that the reward is waiting for us and the patch is also waiting for us. But the key here is that it's a different type of patch. The patch is not that you're going to get barley instead of wheat. The patch is to get you back on track. That's very important. The patch is to get you back on track. Because the patch is not the goal. Patch is not the goal. The goal is to say, oh, I got a patch. Because Hashem loves me. Hashem is giving me a reminder. On the malosa yalidei ha-mayisim ha-lekim. Like we said earlier, that when a person he does his mitzvahs, they're even greater than the teva. But he's referring to over here is that when we ourselves, Maise Yodov, is that you take the wheat, you make into a beautiful bread, a delicious smelling and aroma and the taste and the cake that's in front of us. This is by Adam. Hashem gives him the koyach, the ability, the seichel, the kelim, to make that delicious bread, delicious cake. The kasha rotzo. Okay, now we're discussing over here. The shasol mitzvah loisa say the 365 negative commandments, mitzvahs leisah say, that the goal, the focus is to keep you on the seder, keep you on track. To give us more zechuyos by two categories of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs leisah say, mitzvahs esay. Shehem leisah say v'esay. Shemitzvahs leisah say, heim. Sheyishmar haseder, shelo yeh lo odom yitziyah min haseder. Now just think of a person driving on the highway, on the turnpike. You have exits all over. And your goal is to go straight, not to get off the exits. So if you get off the exit, you're deviating, you're violating. Now the person is violating the loisase. And the GPS says, recalculating. Nosanly so minyan ha-mitzvahs k'mispa yimayisacham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs, specifically 365 mitzvahs, not just as a remez, but specifically k'neged ha-chama, ki kevar amarnu, ki ha-chama hi shmir ha-seder ha-nimsoim. Why? Why the chama? Because, what was the question we asked? Why couldn't it be the loisa say are 248, don't transgress me with my yivarim? And why couldn't be the mitzvahs essay, the positive mitzvahs, are 365? So he says, no. He's now coming to address that specifically. Because the chama, which is the sun, which is the teva, which says the seder, keep straight. So too, the loisa say, keep focused. Don't deviate from the goal. Stay on the proper track. Ki achama hishmiras seder hanimsoim. The sun, it guards over the state of the order of that which is inside via mel heim shasa, and its days are 365. Ve'elu shasa yomim heim mashlimim amitis malchus achama, and these 365 days, they complete the malchus. As we said, the sun is the melech up there. K'may heivarim l'adam, just like the ivarim are completing the malchus of the Adam, so too the days of the week, days of the year, complete when the person is now in focus. That through the 365 days of the year, that completes the malchus of the sun. To the point where this number, 365, she was shasa, Misugul ba'atzim l'shmiras ha-seder. It's specifically 365. When we hear number 365, you know what the should pop in my mind? Order. Shmiras ha-seder. Lois ha-seder. Focus. In other words, it could be a number 365 and you go to the bakery and you pull out the ticket. I went to Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. I got the number 474. That's my number. You go to Rav Gamliel and you, just like by the bakery, you pull a ticket number. When you hear the number 365, it should click in your mind. Seder, loisa say, don't transgress, keep focused. Lafich kasher nosan Hashem isbarav Torah liYisrael, asher Yisrael nechshuv kol mitzius. Therefore, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and the reason why we were given the Torah is because the purpose of the world was created for us. Once again, that's how great you are. K'may she'acham of Adam heim kol mitzius, just like the sun And Adam are the kol encompass kol mitzius. In other words, the sun is the melech up there, and the Adam is the melech down here. Nasan lehem shasam is his loisa say k'mispa yimoyis achama. She shmiras seder hamitzius. That's why we were given specifically 365 loisa say, because they correspond dafka directly to the sun. What does the sun do? The sun represents seder of the world. That's why there are 365 specifically, lo yisase, keep on track. Don't get off the wrong exit. Ki mi'achas she'seida metzius b'chloloi hu al yidei mitzvah she'asa, she'hei mitzvah yimayisacham nosan Yisrael, gam kei mitzvah she'asa, lo yisase, al yodam shmiras ha'seida, b'shmiras mitzvahs lo yisase, ein yasim ha'seida. When the person does his accounting, right, what is it now? It's end of February, so it's tax season. For the accountants already, and stay on track, stay focused, don't deviate, keep your eye on the ball. That's all what the sun is teaching us. That's what 365 is teaching us. A loisa say sometimes people look at Yiddishkeit as restrictive. They look at Yiddishkeit as restrictive. And
sometimes?
Okay, fine. So the mistake people are making is, let me ask you a question. Is a stop sign restrictive? The stop sign says stop when you're driving. So I'm driving, and all of a sudden I have to stop. Driving 25 miles an hour, and I'm stopping. Is a red light restrictive? Well, how about let's think of a different perspective. If there's no stop sign there, and there's oncoming traffic going the other direction, chas v'shom, I don't want to finish the sentence. The stop sign is amazing. It's saving my life. The traffic light is protecting me from any damage. The loisa say is not restrictive. It's helping me get to my goal. The world is not for here, Olam Hazeh. It's helped me get to my goal of Olam Haba. That's what the Loisa Asei is doing. It's not, oh, I can't do what I want. It's not restrictive. For the person who's looking at Olam Hazeh, it's restrictive. For the person who has a bigger picture of Olam Haba, it's saving me, it's helping me, it's protecting me. Top of page Ayin Zayin, Oiz. V'nosan lehem oi dramach. Mrs. Essay. So here we finished discussing a little of the 365 Lois essay. Now we discuss the Ramach Mrs. Essay. Shein Kinyan Maisa. We have to understand when a person does a mitzvah, he acquires, he is a Kinyan. He acquired a Maisa. Person buys a house, he acquired a house. Shal Yodam Kine Mailo Vishleimus Neged Chelek Amitzios Hasheni. When a person does a mitzvah, he elevates himself. He is kaina maila ushleimus. Shehu Adam. Shanimsa ba'adam kinin maila shalaitimsa b'chelek harishon. You find in the kuda a point that exists by the second chelek of the creation of the world, which is Adam, that when he accomplishes his goal, which is the mitzvahs, he now elevates himself shalaitimsa b'chelek harishon, which you don't find by the first chelek. What's the first chelek? That's the sun. Shame by Kinan Klal. Rak Nisha Amash and Nivra Olov. Whatever is the sun, or wherever the sun represents Teva, it is what it is. There's nothing greater about it. V'Adam Bilvad, only Adam. Yesh by Kinan Maila. He has this aspect of acquiring Kinan Maila. V'Eivarim Shal Adam, Heim Shleimus Tsuros Adam. And the Eivarim of Adam, Heim Shleimus Tsuros Adam. The person's Eivarim, now is the Maharal is explaining why we connect 248 specifically to the Eivarim, because it's the Eivarim that enable the person to accomplish and do the mitzvahs. Ki al tachshoiv, don't think, kimoyshe choshu ksaz ben yodim, that some people thought, v'heim haroifim, and he's saying like the doctors might have thought, ki ha'Eivarim shel odim heim tivim kimoyshar balechayim, that the same way the ox has limbs, so too, a human has limbs. He says, that's not pshat. That's not pshat. That's incorrect. The doctor looks at the anatomy of an ox. He looks at the anatomy of a person. Yeah, he's got a heart here. He's got a bone here. That's not what it is. But rather, we have to look at the Adam with the eyes of the Torah. And the Eivarim are to enable the person to do mitzvahs. Lefichach, Eivarim Shaloi, Heim Shleimus Adam. The Eivarim complement the person to make him complete. V'ayidei Eivarim Sheheim Ramach, Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. And through the Eivarim, the 240 limbs of the body, Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim, U'mitzad, Mitzad hazeh, hu melech b'tachtoinim. To this point, the person is a melech b'tachtoinim. A person is a king down here. Na'aseh, as it says in the pasuk, na'aseh odem etzalmoi, v'yudu b'tgas hayom, v'oif ha'shamayim. And like we said earlier, the person is here, and he's going to be shaylit, going to rule over the sea, that which is in the sea, and the heavens, the birds in the heavens. Lefichach mispar mitzvahs specifically shem shleimus ha'adam kimispar yivarev. The reason why there are 248 mitzvahs is because the 240 mitzvahs correspond to the 240 yivarev of the adam. The sefer charedim, who is a little by like maybe a generation or two after the maral, the sefer charedim, he has a whole sefer. It's called sefer charedim. It's a sefer. It's a halacha sefer. It goes to the mitzvahs. Now, in it is a tremendous amount of Kabbalah. In it is also a tremendous amount of Musa. But it, he wrote, the reason why I call it Charedim, because one who wants to do the mitzvahs, he's a Yorei Lakim, he's a God-fearing Jew, he's Chared. He's fearful to make sure he does the mitzvahs properly. As opposed to a person who is, what's the big deal? Where it sits is, don't where it sits is. If I flip the light on, does it make a difference? Did I really hurt anybody? I'm a nice person. That's what counts in life. Right? That's not a person who's Chared L'dvar Hashem. That's not a person who's accepting Hashem as the Melech. So the Sefer Charedim tells us that every mitzvah corresponds to an aver of the person. Every single mitzvah of the person that Hashem gave us corresponds to another aver of the person. And he connects, he tells us which mitzvahs correspond to which aver. Lefichach misbar mitzvahs shem shleimus ha'odom ki misbar yivarav shehim gam kein shleimus ha'maylus ha'odom ad shehu b'tselem el-kim al-idei ramach yivarav. The person compliments himself and brings himself to this complete perfection of a tselem el-kim by doing the mitzvahs, the ramach mitzvahs. And therefore, when a person is deficient in doing the mitzvahs, he's not fulfilling his potential. We're just going to finish to the end of page Ayin Tes. V'shleimus ha'maylus ha'mitzvahs nimshach achar shleimus hazeh. So the starting point is Nivra B'Tzelem, as the Mishnah says, that person was created by the Tzelem Elokim. Now, how does a person keep that Tzelem Elokim? And how does a person elevate himself? He doesn't deviate from the mitzvahs Lo Yisaseh. He doesn't transgress that which is within the Seder, and he fulfills the Ratzon Hashem with his Eivarim, 248. Let's delve into this topic a little deeper. The sun and mankind are the two kings. The sun rules by day. And the Adam also rules in the creations as well. As the pasuk says, in Bereishis Aleph Chavav, V'yidu B'gas Hayom V'Oyver Shemayim V'Dover Zemavur V'Moishel HaEchod Hu Moishel HaGashmi. One of the kings, the rulers, is the Shemesh. Ki Hashemesh Hu Gashmis. The Shemesh is the Gashmis, the physical sense of the Seder. V'HaMoishel HaSheni Hu Nivdol. The Adam is not just another king. The Adam is Nivdal. Nivdal is the key word Maral uses as a reference to, let's say, the Torah is Nivdal. It's separated from the Gashmi. The Adam is Nivdal. Ki Adam ain't a Gashmi Gomer. It's not totally Gashmi. Hein b'nishmasoi elakis sheshloi nishoma kedusha. Because the Adam has this kedusha sanishoma. V'hei mitzad shenemar boi. Because by Adam it says you have this gift of Tzelem Elokim. In the Tzura, in the formation, and this is a key word we're going to focus on towards the end of the Perek, where the Maral discusses the Tzura. When you take something, take the Chomer, you take a block of wood and you make it into a chair, you have a Tzura now. And he's going to focus on next time, as Hashem will see, how the mitzvahs lo yisaseh are like the chaymer, but more the mitzvahs esay are the tzura. And he'll also focus on how by the nashim are, of course, responsible for every single lo yisaseh, because there's a connection to them by the chaymer, but not the mitzvahs esay shazman groma, because that's the tzura. Those who know the secrets of the Chachma, that is not me, Mikomokim, Al Kol Ponim, Yesh Ba'adim, Inyan Nivdol. Nonetheless, there is by a person Inyan Nivdol. Hareki Elu Shnei Dvarim Chulakim. So you have two different types of, you have the Melech, the Shemesh, and you have the Melech, the Adam. However, the Melech, the Adam, is even higher than the Melech, the Shemesh, because he's Nivdol, means he's separate, because he's connected to what? The Tzelem Elokim. We'll conclude over here. That's the Adam has that which is also not Gashmi, not physical. At the end of the day, the Adam has that which is called Dover Lakim, that which is Nivdol. So to just sum this up, what we spoke about is that there's a specific reason why when there are 365 mitzvahs loisaseh that correspond to the shemesh bedavka, because the shemesh is to keep the seder ha'olam, and then we should not deviate, we should not transgress and go off the wrong exit. And then we have 248 mitzvahs esay, which specifically are connected to Evarim Dodim, to use to do the assay to elevate the person in his tafkid, in his purpose in this world, of using the Tzelem Elokim to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu.